From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. An NAACP forum on community policing, equity, and civility had a larger turnout than organizers expected last night. The Columbia Missourian reports more than 100 people came together to discuss topics like racial profiling and economic opportunity. Local activists have worked for more than 2 years to create a community policing philosophy and increase equity for marginalized groups in Columbia. Many people in attendance discussed the Columbia Police Department and racial profiling. An attorney general's report earlier this year showed Black drivers in Columbia were stopped at a rate 3.9 times higher than white drivers in 2016. People in the session, including the Reverend Carl Thomas, a pastor at Second Missionary Baptist Church in Mexico, shared their frustration and fatigue with the ongoing problem. Another community forum hosted by the NAACP will be held in late September. The family of a 15-year-old who was incarcerated for 3 weeks despite dashcam video proving his innocence is suing Kansas City police. The Kansas City Star reports the wrongful arrest suit was filed Monday in federal court on behalf of Tyree Bell. He was arrested on June 8, 2016, while walking home from summer school. The suit says Bell was identified as the armed suspect who had fled from officers in the area minutes earlier. Video that showed the fleeing suspect was available, as was video of Bell's arrest. But it wasn't until June 29th that a detective watched the video. Bell was then released. The suit described the experience as, quote, bewildering. Missouri's planned execution was called off yesterday, just hours before Marcellus Williams was to be put to death. Williams' attorney and the Midwest Innocence Project had argued the execution should not go forward due to new DNA evidence that showed his DNA wasn't on the murder weapon. Governor Eric Greitens cited that new evidence in granting a stay of execution. Williams' attorney Kent Gibson says he wants a new trial or commuted sentence.
We're glad to get a chance to finally bring all this out into the open and get a fair hearing on our claims.
Williams was convicted in the 1998 fatal stabbing of a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter. It's the second time Williams has been given a stay of execution. Backlash continues after a Missouri state lawmaker temporarily posted a comment on Facebook in which she expressed hope that President Donald Trump would be assassinated. Republican Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson sent a letter to legislators yesterday asking for a special session to oust Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. The St. Louis area lawmaker has resisted calls to resign for posting the comment last week that said, quote, "I hope Trump is assassinated." Parson's request for a special session came hours after Republican and Democratic state Senate leaders removed Chappelle Nadal from all of her legislative committee assignments. Chappelle Nadal later deleted the post and has since apologized. But Parson and Republican Governor Eric Greitens have said senators should oust her from office if she doesn't resign. Expelling her from office would require a two-thirds vote. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.